For this Friday, July 18th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. The Mount Vernon City Council approved its second reading of a proposed wheel tax Wednesday night. The proposed ordinance would apply a flat fee per vehicle to fund street and curb repairs. Rates would vary by vehicle. A passenger car would be $25. Officials say the estimated funds raised from the tax would be around $157,000 annually and would be a necessary step to remain eligible for future community crossings grant money. Some who attended the meeting were against the tax, but Mayor Steve Lair says the city has to support itself before receiving outside help. The third and final reading will be at the next council meeting. It's set for July 30th at 6:30 p.m. at City Hall. Indiana's Department of Education released the results from this year's Learning Evaluation and Readiness Assessment, also known as iLearn. The report said that across the state, math proficiency continues to increase, while English and language arts scores were mostly flat. In the Mount Vernon schools, over 2,300 were tested in math and English/language arts. Just over 31% tested proficient. Mount Vernon students also tested slightly under 50% proficient in science and social studies. In the Evansville-Vandenberg School Corporation, over 9,000 students were tested in math and English/language arts. Only 25% tested proficient. EVSC students also tested less than 30% proficient in science and social studies. The Evansville Goodwill says they will be in the town of Cynthiana today at the Community Center parking lot from 1 p.m. until 3 p.m. if you have any donations to drop off. The address of the location is 10456 Mulkey Road in Cynthiana. Tonight, the St. Wendell 58th Annual Beer Stube continues at 11714 Winery Road in Wadesville. Entertainment features JB and the Tried and True this evening and Nashville recording artist Kenna Elpers and special guest Jagger Winnegar tomorrow. Tomorrow in New Harmony, the New Harmony All Guild Members Art Show opens and runs through August 9th at the Working Men's Institute in New Harmony. This exhibition is a celebration of the creative work of the members of the New Harmony Artists Guild. The theme of this year's show challenges members of the Artists Guild to utilize repurposed, reclaimed, or recycled materials. This is the second year of the annual All Members Show, making the resurgence of the longstanding community of the New Harmony Artists Guild. For more information, you can visit newharmonyartistguild.org. In sports news, North Posey football is having a free youth clinic camp on July 28th through July 30th at Joe Jingle Ball Field from 5:30 p.m. until 7 p.m. each night. The camp is for incoming K through 8th grade students. You can visit the North Posey football Facebook page for the link to register. All participants must sign up to get their free t-shirt and sign a waiver. The USI men's basketball team has been honored by the National Association of Basketball Coaches with a Team Academic Excellence and 8 Honors Court Awards for 2024-2025. A release from the NABC says USI earned the Academic Excellence Award after the Screaming Eagles completed the 2024-25 season with a combined 3.18 cumulative grade point average. In addition to the team award, USI had 8 of its 17 players named to the NABC Honors Court. The team members honored were Alex Haruk, Damani Harrison, Jack Campion, Jack Milkey, Johnny Samani, Nick Hittle, and Ryan Hall. In Major League Baseball, the second half of the season begins today after a 4-day All-Star break. The St. Louis Cardinals open a 3-game series in Arizona versus the D-backs at 8:40. The Chicago Cubs are home to start a 3-game set with the Boston Red Sox this afternoon at 1:20. The Cincinnati Reds will be in New York to battle the Mets in a 3-game series at 6:10. The Chicago Cubs are 57-39 and in first place in the National League Central. They have a 1-game lead in the Milwaukee Brewers. The St. Louis Cardinals sit at 51-46. And are 6.5 games out of first place in the National League Central. However, they are just 1.5 games back of the final National League wildcard spot. The Cincinnati Reds are in a similar situation with a 50-47 record. The Reds are 7.5 games out of first place in the National League Central and 2.5 games behind for the last National League wildcard spot. That's news and sports for this Friday, July 18th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin. Have a great weekend. Your weather forecast is next.